Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, Eastern Sierra. I'm Seth Connors, and you're listening to Eastern Sierra Now Sports Daily. High school in the Eastern Sierra resumes in less than a month, and with it, a new football season is ushered in, so get ready. Perennial powerhouse Bishop will look to continue its rule over the High Desert League this season. Head coach Arnie Palu and his veteran coaching staff look to shake off any residual bad juju lingering after an early exit from last year's playoffs. They open up on the road in Nevada to clash it out with the Fernley Vaqueros on August 18th. Kickoff is at 7 p.m. The Mammoth Huskies also kick off on the 18th of August. They'll take a long bus ride to Fresno to take on the Fresno Christian Eagles. Kickoff is at 7 p.m. The Lone Pine Golden Eagles will host the Colville Wolves on the 18th as well. Kickoff also at 7 p.m. In big league baseball news, the Los Angeles Dodgers took 2 out of 3 from the struggling Mets over the weekend. Julio Urias looked sharp on Friday night, giving up only a hit and a walk over 6 strong. He had 7 strikeouts, and the Dodgers bullpen retired the final 9 Mets in order to win it by a score of 6-0. On Saturday, Mookie Betts went 4-for-4 with a homer, and J.D. Martinez continued his bid for Comeback Player of the Year, going 3-for-5 as the Dodgers beat the Mets again, this time by a score of 5-1. On Sunday, it was the Mets defeating the Dodgers 2-1, this time in 10 innings. Luis Guillermo doubled off Dodger reliever Nick Robertson to give the Mets the victory in walk-off fashion. The red-hot Dodgers have now won 6 out of 7, and as a result, find themselves atop the National League West. They lead the Giants by a game and a half. The Dodgers will begin a 3-game series tonight in Baltimore. The Orioles, who also have been scorching hot, will send Grayson Rodriguez to the mound to take on Dodger rookie Emmett Sheehan. First pitch is at 4:05. And that's a look at sports on Eastern Sierra Now Sports Daily. I'm Seth Connors. Thanks for listening.